Truer words were never spoken. The less you associate with some people, the more your life will improve. Anytime you tolerate mediocrity in others, it increases your mediocrity. An important attribute in successful people is their impatience with negative thinking and negative acting people. As you grow, your associates will change. Some of your friends will not want you to go on. They will want you to stay where they are. Friends that don't help you climb will want you to crawl. Your friends will stretch your vision or choke your dream. Those that don't increase you will eventually decrease you. Consider this. Never receive counsel from unproductive people. Never discuss your problems with someone incapable of contributing to the solution, because those who never succeed themselves are always first to tell you how. Not everyone has a right to speak into your life. You are certain to get the worst of the bargain when you exchange ideas with the wrong person. Don't follow anyone who's not going anywhere. With some people, you spend an evening. With others, you invest it. Be careful where you stop to inquire for directions along the road of life. Wise is the person who fortifies his life with the right friendships. If you run with wolves, you will learn how to howl. But if you associate with eagles, you will learn how to soar to great heights. A mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the kind of friends he chooses. The simple but true fact of life is that you become like those with whom you closely associate, for the good and the bad. Note, be not mistaken. This is applicable to family as well as friends. Yes, do love, appreciate, and be thankful for your family, for they will always be your family, no matter what. Just know that they are human first. And though they are family to you, they may be a friend to someone else and will fit somewhere in the criteria above. In prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends. Never make someone a priority when you are only an option for them. If you are going to achieve excellence in big things, you develop the habit in little matters. Excellence is not an exception. It is a prevailing attitude.
Abraham had waited for his promise to come to pass. He waited 75 years, 76, 77, 80, 85, 90. Then 99, God showed up as El Shaddai. When God reveals himself as El Shaddai, he's about to bring some things to pass. Somebody shout El Shaddai! Celebrate this jewel, this jewel of the kingdom.
Sanctify your holy name. Every new moon we pray over our seven emotions. As an apostle of God, I proclaim and I prophesy, because we light the seven menorah with the seven candlesticks. Lighting representing each candlestick, representing the emotion. You have seven emotions. Hallelujah. In fact, you have 10 faculties. You have 10 sephirot, which is 10 attributes. But you have three dimensions in your brain, which are called faculties. And then you have seven emotions in the way you feel, the way you share energies, and how you express yourself. So every new moon that comes, we declare, we proclaim life. Father God, I thank you. Right now, I'm going to pray for you. And I proclaim over your seven emotions. The first emotion is called, hallelujah, we are finished lighting the seven emotions, putting a light over them and proclaiming and prophesying. But now it is prayer. Begin to thank God. Father God, we thank you that our seven emotions are your emotions. I pray right now and I declare and I proclaim and I prophesy over everybody that is listening to this prayer. That nobody will stay the same, that their emotions, the way they feel, the way they move their energies, extend and communicate to others, extending from how they feel from them. They are not even just extending their emotions of negativity, but they are extending their attributes of generosity, of love, of compassion, tolerance, of understanding. My Lord, my God, right now, this first emotion in Hebrew is called chesed. In Hebrew, the word chesed meaning love and kindness. Father, I proclaim that everybody that is listening to me right now, that his love and his kindness, my Lord, my God, that is lit, has been put light upon it. And this new moon, this beginning of this new month, it's the beginning of a month, which begins a month, meaning that they are giving birth and they are activating, they are bringing their emotions, how they feel, how they extend their communication to others, to connect them to you. Hallelujah, that the love and the kindness of every soul that is listening to me, that is blessed, is extended, is connected, is committed to God. Father God, we thank you. The second one is gevura. The word gevura meaning discipline and vigor. The Hebrew word gevura means discipline and vigor. Father, I thank you that the disciplining of every human soul in this place, that they are disciplined to do your will. Rada mashekit, I prophesy that the will of God is being extended through your emotions. Hallelujah. And I pray that if you're a woman right now, I speak and I declare over your generating hormone area that generate hormones and feelings in your body, which is the ovary. I speak over your ovary and I proclaim over your ovary that your ovary is committed, is surrendered, and is governed by the Spirit of God, by the anointing of God, by the angelic obedience that flows and that energy. Father God, thank you for the gevura, the discipline, and the vigor. Hallelujah. The third emotion is called beauty. Beauty, beauty, beauty. Hallelujah. Beauty, harmony, and compassion. Father, I thank you that the beauty of the people is not only the outside appearance, but it's also the inside appearance, which is harmony and their compassion in within them. And the beauty that the inside beauty that you created in their breath, in their soul, and in their ability to be able to accept, to communicate, and connect to the Ruach, which is the Spirit of God. Father, I thank you that the neshama of your people is beautiful. Their soul is beautiful. Their emotions, Father God, are connected and in intimacy with you. The next one, the fourth emotion is called netzach in Hebrew. The word netzach means victory, endurance, and determination. That is the fourth emotion. Father, I proclaim and I prophesy that they have victory in everything they do because they are emotionally connected to you. Endurance and determination. That there is an endurance that they endure in those things that they know that you have called them to do. And they determine to be who you have called them to be. Father God, they are not people who wavel around. The spirit of doubt and unbelief and shafek doesn't have power over their emotions because their emotions are tuned in the spiritual harmony with your presence, with your faith, with your word, and your patience and your tolerance. The next emotion, which is the fifth emotion, is called had. The word had is H-O-D, which means humility and devotion, humbleness, subordinate behavior, submissiveness, humility, and then being devoted, that they are devoted in doing your will. Hallelujah, Father God, I thank you that there is a powerful devotion. Devotion means that you literally invest time. You choose to do things that we upgrade. If it's to move from your place or if it's to go somewhere on the mountain and be there for a week, if it's to do things, but everything that you're doing and you're devoting yourself to, it is heading towards the encouragement and the motivation and the improvement and the development of your own spiritual connection and relationship with God. Hallelujah. that you are committing yourself, you are devoted to submission and submitting in those things that makes a reality, that transforms, that fashions your ability to love God emotionally in your form of feelings and your ovary. Father God, I thank you. Hesod, meaning bounding, foundation, and connection. The seventh emotion is called Hesod. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the Hesod, which stands for bounding, foundation, and connection, that they are bounded and they are founded on a foundation. Hallelujah. The house that is built upon a rock, they are listening to you. They are building their faith upon that rock that is unmovable, and they are connected. They are networked unto you, Father. We thank you, Father. The seventh emotion is called Malachat. Malachat, meaning majesty, Shabbat, harmony, kingship, and dignity. The seventh emotion is the crown of God in your emotions. Hallelujah. Where you are harmonized with the kingship, leadership of Abba Father. In Hebrew, they call him Hashem, Adonai, Elohim, the name which has the highest dimension of the four corners of the earth, which are the four angels. You have Gabriel, you have Michael, you have Ariel, and you have Raphael. That those angels are literally moving in that dimension of kingship, and you are ruling with God. Hallelujah. You are wearing the crown of the Shabbat. Hallelujah. In every season of God, where God crowns us, empowers us, is called Shabbat. The Passover, he empowers us and he brings us out of every limitation, slavery, like he brought them out of Egypt during the season of Passover. So Passover is a Shabbat. There is a Shabbatical order and a Shabbatical energy in the Passover. So the seventh day that comes every Friday evening until Saturday night, that Shabbat, which is the seventh day, that also contains the Shabbatical kingship. In within it, God declares his people to be queens, to be priests, Levites, kings and queens. Hallelujah. They can't be controlled, neither limited or enslaved by the world, because they are keeping his Shabbatical order. Passover has a Shabbat. Pentecost has a Shabbat. In Hebrew, Pentecost is called Shavuot. In Hebrew, Passover is called Peshach. And you go to another season, the 40 days of fasting and seeking God in the month of Elul, the month of intimacy. And then you go into the seventh month, you celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of a Hebrew New Year. We celebrate Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then we celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah. All these feasts, they have a dimension of a Shabbat. So I crown you with the Shabbat of God. I crown you with the acceptance of obedience in the seasons of God. Hallelujah. And then we have the last feast, which is called Hanukkah. Hanukkah, which falls in the ninth month on the Hebrew calendar, which is called Kislev. Hanukkah, where we celebrate the lighting of the nine candle menorah. Hallelujah. Which is called Hanukkah. Father, I thank you. Bless your people. Enlighten them with your Shabbatical order. And in within that, there is majesty, because a king is a majestic. Hallelujah. So I pray for the majestic anointing over you. Hallelujah. So I want you to begin to speak with me right now, to begin to pray and to begin to declare, because this is the new moon. A beginning of every new moon means that is the beginning, the entrance into that month. Now, you've got to understand that every new moon we pray, and this is a mitzvah that God gave to me, the restoration of the seven candles, which was a menorah, which was in the temple and the tabernacle of Moses. So as an apostle, God restored these things in me. And he says, I want you to start to welcome the new month by lighting the menorah and also declaring over the people, lighting their seven emotions, because each one of us has seven emotions in within us. And he said, bring us back to enter into the temple of God, because in heaven there is Jerusalem. And when we go into Jerusalem in heaven, that's Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. You read all the way down that there is a city called Jerusalem. It has 12 gates. And each gate represents a month on the Hebrew calendar. But it also represents a son of Jacob. But it also represents there is an angel keeping it, keeping the entrance of the gate. So God says, let it be done on the earth as it is already done in heaven. So if we reach in the 12th or in the month that we are in on the calendar, which begins with a new moon season, It means that we are entering spiritually into that gate of that month. Hallelujah. We are entering into that gate in the spiritual realm, because it says, let thy will be done, which is in heaven, and fulfilled on the earth. So we need to know, what is the will of God in heaven? Where are we on the dimension? Which month are we in? So in that new moon, we light the candle, we enter into that gate. There is an angel that is serving that represents that gate and the entrance of that month. So when we acknowledge that, it means that you are ushering in and initiating your ovary, your mind, our emotions, the way we feel. And we are ushering it and we are giving it to God in that month. And then God is obligated to release his angel to govern us and to take us deeper into the depths of that month after we have entered into the gate. So literally meaning that when you enter into the beginning of the month on the Hebrew God's calendar, the beginning of the month is the entrance into that month. And as we go further, the new moon becomes the entrance. It's like the gateway. It's like the portal you have entered. So everything you're doing on the earth, you are in the earth, but you are not of the earth, because you are here to fulfill. You are an ambassador in the earth to fulfill the will of God in heaven as you're walking on the earth. But they are seeing a heavenly human being walking in the calendar of God. When they see you walk after new moon, this first day, the second day, the seventh day, the second week, the fourth week, in within that month, they are literally seeing a spiritual being walking, because you are instructed according to the heavenly structure of God. Father, I prophesy this obedience to be in your people. Now, new moon is a time, I finish this in my prayer, new moon is a time of conception. If you have a pen, you write that down. New moon, every time we light the seven candles and the seven dimensions, praying for the seven emotions, new moon is a time of conception. You conceive. The woman has an ovary. She conceives that month. So when you come to the month itself and you come to God in that month, there is a conception of conceiving that month. New moon is a time of prophetic utterance where God enlightens and illuminates the mind of a man, because man perceives through his brain, head, but the woman conceives through her ovary, which is the area where her emotions are generated. So it's a time of conception, but it's a time of illumination, releasing and bringing a revelation into the mind of the man so that he may perceive. Father God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. I finish my message by saying this. Now we can pray. Hallelujah. Begin to declare over your life and say, Father God, today is the day you have made. Hallelujah. Speak unto God that today I want it to be a new moon that makes sense, that this month I've entered into, let it be a month of igniting everything that the month has to bring to me, and let me channel my emotions so that I may be humble and submissive and relate and connect my emotions towards the reality of God for this month, so that I may move into obedience. Now you are tuned in the radio. It's like tuning in, adjusting the channel, and you tune in that channel. So now you are tuned into the month. So everything that comes in the month that God is planning to bring your way, you will be sensitive to it, towards it. You'll be responsive towards it. You will respond the way you want to respond. You will take responsibility, because the word responsibility is made up of two words. The first one is response, and the other one is ability. When a person is responsible, it means he has the ability to respond right. The right responding towards what he has to do. He obeys and he does. So he's a responsible person because he does what he must respond towards. So I pray that the response of your capacity will be connected to God through this month. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise.
Alleluia. Sing Alleluia.
Alleluia. Amen.
Alleluia. Amen. Sing Alleluia. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to remind you again, like I said, hallelujah, that when it came time to for Passover to possess, to come out of Egypt, the children of Israel, God commanded Moses to tell the women to go pick up things. So I commanded the spirit of every woman. Hallelujah. Why did Moses command, specifically commanded by God, to tell the women to go into every house and every home to pick up riches, to pick up material things, to pick up things from every, before they left Egypt? God says, go plunder Egypt. But he commanded the women, not the men. Why not the men? Because sometimes when men go into something, they may pick out only things that are important for them. Hallelujah. And they may leave all the other things that they may find less important. But a woman knows exactly, because a woman, everything is about the ovary. Hallelujah. She attaches her ovary. Her emotions are attached to things. If she goes in the kitchen, she knows every spoon. She knows everything that is physical and material she needs in the kitchen. And if it is to go out with her whole entire kitchen, she will live with it, because she will leave out and take it out with her. Why? Because she finds importance in it. She needs that kitchen. So it is women that I can imagine how women went in there, took things, and they knew where to get them because they were attached. They know each other's ovary. They knew where some women had hidden their own stuff, so they went there to get it. Hallelujah. So God commanded the women to go get the stuff. Hallelujah. So right now I pray, and the Lord began to show me that he's going to open up the ability and the capacity of women to be able to go into businesses, because this going get things in the world is, the scripture says, that the wicked have stored up, they have gathered, put together their riches, gathered them from left, right, and center. But why? So that the righteous, the virtuous women, the Proverb 31 woman, may come and gather that. Hallelujah. Now, I can take you into the other scripture. I think it was Elisha or Elijah, one of those. There was a woman. I think it was Elijah. There was a woman, a widow. She's about to eat her last and die. But she is surrounded with a neighborhood that had what she needed. She had a small cruse of oil. Hallelujah. I'm praying for women right now. This woman had a small cruse of oil. But yet in that small cruse of oil she had, she was very much attached to it with her entire ovary, because it was her last. Hallelujah. And she was eating slowly and slowly to see to it that it will last and make her go into progressive days. Through that small cruse of oil she had. But the point is that she was still going to eat up the last and die. When Elijah showed up as a prophet, he said, give me fast and I eat. Use the entire oil. Use the entire oil. After using it, now give me fast. After you have baked, give me fast and I eat. Hallelujah. Return back to the principles of tithing. Return back to the principle of keeping the Shabbat, because it's the woman who welcomes. He says, do those things that needs to be fast as a woman. Hallelujah. Do what you must do fast, and you will see God do the rest. And she gave fast to the man of God. She returned back to the principle of tithing. She returned back into the principle of sanctifying the Sabbath in her house. She returned back into the principle of being humble and submissive. And then God sent her out to get more items, so that she may now fill them up with the oil that was endlessly, continuously running. Elijah told her that go get vessels and you start to fill them up with oil, because the oil was running in a small cruise and it was not finishing. So she went and borrowed as many vessels as she could. Listen, the borrowing there is also going, and all these people that surround you, hallelujah, God is turning them into helpmates. God is turning them into people that will help you and support you. If you start a business, They are going to support it via their finances. Anything you start, if it be to it a ministry, if it be, what has God put in you as a woman? What are you good at? Look into yourself. What is that that God has designed and deposited in you that you need to bring forth? He's saying, go and dare to go out. Reach out. Yeah. Write down the vision. Transform your vision into a plan, into a well-designed plan, into a skilled plan. And that plan, run with it. Run with it, your neighbors. Run with it to different people. Talk to people. You're going to see that the more you talk about who you are, vessels are being given to you. And God is giving you more oil. And that oil becomes the healing, because it's the oil of intimacy. It's the oil of revelation. It's the oil that gives life. In fact, the word soul in Hebrew, it's called oil, olive oil. So the soul that is living, the soul that is vibrant, the soul that is righteous, the soul that is holy, the soul that is inspiring, the soul that is innovating others, hallelujah, it becomes God's oil on the earth. And that oil continually gives the light and keeps the light of the soul burning. And as the soul is burning, to exist in its burning state, encouraging state, innovative state, revelation state, changed state, guess what? Submissive state, humble state. Guess what's happening in the spiritual realm? There are vessels being given. There is more money. And the woman that was a widow, she turned into a mistress. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise. She turned into a powerful mistress, a woman that was doing business in those times and becoming a very, very important VIP type of righteous woman for that generation. And I pray that this is your portion. As a woman, I pray that this is your portion, that you're going to know what God is sending you out there to do. You're going to be able to understand God's will for your life. You're going to be empowered to be able to change things. You're going to overcome the hormonal imbalance, the fear, the intimidation, the insecurity, the unforgiveness, the bitterness from your ovary, and so that you can live up to the standard of what Hashem intended for you to be and to bring forth as a ministry. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that everybody that is listening to me, hallelujah, is anointed and is blessed right now, is graced, Father God. I just declare life. I declare salvation. I declare wisdom. I declare goodness. I declare purity. I declare a mindset of Yeshua. And I declare submitted ovaries that are submitted to you, so that you may be elevated and transform them into brides. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Somebody holler and say amen.
Your grace and your mercy. mercy has made me secure. You rid me of my troubled mind and give me hope to know that it's fine. I can trust in you and never feel down, 'cause you, oh Lord, you're always around. At the end of the road, I shall wear a crown and declare your glory to the nations around. Yeah. To me. Lord, I don't want to complain. No, 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 no. God, you're so good to me. Oh, yeah. I refuse to complain. Oh, no, no, no. God, you've been good to me. Oh, you've been good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, and every time you don't say you're always around. You take away me trouble and you give me pure joy. Your blessing from above is like a river overflow. You're good, you're so good to me, and every time you don't say you're always around. You take away me trouble and you give me pure joy.
Lord, we commit our lives to you, to be a living testimony for what you have done. And our only desire is to know you more and more.
Just to be close to you, where I want to be.
Desire and I long to worship you. King, just to serve you and serve you. To me, it's everything. I long to worship, to worship, to worship you, my King, just to serve you and serve you. To me, it's everything. I love to worship, to worship, to worship you, my King, just to serve you and serve you. To me, it's everything. I love to worship, to worship, to worship you, my King, just to serve you and serve you. To me, it's everything.
You're not a God created by human hands. You're not a God dependent on any mortal man. You're not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You're not a God created by human hands. You're not a God dependent on any mortal man.
Time began. You are on the throne. You are. Coming from the Lord. So guys, this is yours truly, DJ Paul, the Kingdom DJ. And this is a sweet reggae mix, reggae worship mix. And this is the final song on the mix. I really pray that you guys enjoyed it. And remember, if you love this one, if you enjoy the mix, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit the like button, leave a comment, and let me know if you are truly blessed by my ministry. And remember, you could go on Facebook and you can like and follow my official DJ page. So it's DJ Paul the Kingdom DJ. That's on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Paul_Dunton. That's right, all of my help coming from the Lord. God bless you all. Feel free to like and download. I'm going to leave the MP3 file in the comments so you can download it. God bless you.
Today we are talking about choosing your friends carefully. Because your friends can become the success, the prosperity, and the blessings that literally manifest into your life. Or your friends can become the same downfall and destructive negative life that you live in your life. Today we are looking at who is a true friend. A true friend is the one that is a friend to the end. A person who cares about you and your well-being. The one who puts you in prayers, praying for you to become the best that God created you to be. Choose your friends carefully. There are people who are your friends during the time when you are playing games of excitement, just like children play games. The game is the excitement moment, or that exciting moment in time that unites the ones who are playing that game. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 to 12, declares unto us that when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Children find each other's company and friendship through games, excitements, etc. But when they overgrow those same games or excitements, that is when they finally turn into their real genetic natural traits of their true nature. My question here is, will these children still be friends when they overgrow or they have overgrown their excitements? I really believe with all my heart that Cain and Abel used to play together, games as children, playing together in that exciting moment of excitement while they were still children. But in a process of time, when they grew into the attitude that reflects their true genetic nature or traits, that is when Cain killed Abel. You may have a girlfriend who fell in love with you because of the excitement of your impressing moves that you make on the dance floor. But when you start to speak about the vision, the dreams, the aspirations that you are trying to achieve in your life, that same girlfriend turns into an enemy of your aspirations and positive goals. Choose your friends carefully, because what glitters and shines under the disco lights and the drums or the beats of the song on the dance floor can become a poisonous snake when you take it into your home where you nurture your future from. Not everything that glitters is compatible with the truth that makes up the vision and the dream of your future. I'll repeat myself and say this. Choose your friends carefully. A true friend is the one that supports the aspirations that makes your life into the best leader and responsible person that you need to become. Let me give you a few examples of fake friendships or friends. Fake friends will always influence their victims into the status of getting him or her drunk. They take advantages of their victims when they are drunk or high on drugs or out of their normal senses. Because nobody is in his normal senses will do things that brings himself into self-destruction. So to make a person to be self-destructive, you must put alcohol, things that make him or go out of his normal senses. Fake friends make their victims into people that party away all their income, partying from party to party and party to party. They use them as catalyst that enables them to fulfill their excitements and wild fantasies in their lives. Pretending to be there for you when you are succeeding and having money to spend on them. But the moment you hit a crisis, they are the same people, these fake friends, who will turn around and gossip against you, malice, assassinate you, and turn you into a social media presentation of bad news, laughing stock, and comedy, etc. That's why I said, choose your friends carefully.
The teaching you've been listening to has been taken from the syllabuses that are taught in the Visionary School, the African Academy, the Army of Gideon School of Prayer Warriors, and Celebrate Uganda. As I always say, life is a school. When you stop learning, you stop progressing. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo Girls Courthouse here in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, in the Pearl of Africa. Celebrate Uganda. God bless. The 300 Army of Gideon School of Prayer Warriors proudly presents online live prayers. Yes, for those of you who are listening to us, don't forget to be part of our prayer breakthroughs. Prayers that will connect you to the blessings of Adam, Enoch, going all the way to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The prayers that will bring your cultural inheritance into the bosom of your attainment. Prayers that will deliver your life. Prayers that brings divine health. Prayers that brings divine grace, divine purpose in life, divine wisdom, divine knowledge. I'm talking about the prayers of deliverance. The prayers that brings an anointing of Hebraic seasons of God. The oracle of God that totally transforms your life and brings you into the ability in your brain to visualize. The prayers that brings emotional healing. Emotional healing where you get rid of the baggage of depression, fear, anxiety, and attain God's presence of peace, shalom, and guidance, instruction, and a higher level of meditation. Day. Every Saturday we shall be holding our online live prayers that takes place every Saturday in Uganda time. Every Saturday, that's Ugandan time, 5 a.m. every Saturday. That is every Saturday, Ugandan time, 5 a.m. early in the morning. For those of you who live in the United States and Europe, please look down on the winter time right underneath there. If we are in winter, and if we are in summer, of course, look onto prayers done in summertime. If we are in the winter, look at the prayers done in winter time. So may God bless and see you soon on our line live prayers that takes place every Saturday. Come and get your breakthrough and your blessings and your favor from the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of your forefathers and cultural inheritance, the God that brought Adam and put Adam in the Garden of Eden. Retrieve and renew and bring to restoration your Garden of Eden through the prayers of blessing every Saturday. God bless and see you soon.